This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yet again, we are seeing total information overload. Vicious massacre, 17 dead, dozens more wounded at a Florida high school. We, of course, were covering it live yesterday, right through the evening, as it unfolded. And there are now so many angles to this. You've got the hero coach now confirmed running into the hail of gunfire, saving many people and being killed. You've got the police responding pretty quickly compared to a lot of other situations that we've seen like this. We've got Salon and CNN and others saying that Trump blamed the victims when he simply tweeted, wow, there were a lot of warning signs. Everybody warned about him. That's exactly what the students and everybody are saying. But we have a very credible eyewitness, and this story broke on KHOU, a very credible Houston television program, last night with their top sports reporter who was there covering big baseball tryouts there in Miami. And he went over to the school to cover it live. It was all over national television, Matt Musel. And he talked to one particular witness and others as well that said that they were hearing shots coming from another area of the school at different times. But this witness particularly was saying that she knew him from the year before when he'd still been in school, thought he was a weirdo, and said, I'm surprised it's not you that did this. And he looked at her like he was surprised while they heard shots going off. Alexa Meadnick is her name. We're trying to get her on the broadcast right now. And at first, the reporter said, I've shot these interviews. It's going to be airing on the news coming up later when he was live. It never aired. Then the reporter late at night, later in the evening, tweeted his interview with her. So he obviously thinks this was important. This has spiked written all over it. She's very credible. She's well-spoken. She's attractive. She's a senior there at the school. He was a senior last year. She said she saw him and thought, are you the one shooting everybody? There he is, no guns in his hands, no nothing, and there's shots going off down and around the hall. That video is all coming up. This is a big deal. Just like we had reports of second shooters in Vegas, we had reports from the hostage rescue team that he'd been to the Middle East and had women in the room and had ISIS paraphernalia, and it was a gun deal gone bad, and that there was Saudis visiting town. That we broke that all in the first few days. It all came out later. But the official story isn't true. We just don't know exactly what happened, but it all points towards what our sources in Army Special Operations and the FBI and others have told us, that are good men. And it's been golden information we've gotten. Everybody knows I've been critical of the Clinton-controlled, Obama-controlled FBI at the top, but over the years it's been federal marshals, FBI, and others that have given us much of our critical information to be aware of what's going on. Who do you think gave us all the MIAC documents and reports? Law enforcement, where they were trying to take on gun owners and veterans. The media spun that I was against the military. No, it was the military did not want to be trained to do this. So that they were the whistleblowers. So that's coming up, the president's statement, and more. But this is a big, big deal, and they do not want you to hear this. They do not want this video to get out. This is getting no coverage. I mean, I figured last night when I saw Rob Dew tweet about it at night, I figured people would be all over this. And then this morning, I looked, and it was just nowhere. Just nowhere to have a credible witness that knew him and is walking down the hall when the sirens are going off and there's shooting going on. And she thought, I thought it'd be you being the shooter. And he's like, what? And the guy looks like he's drugged up out of his mind. I mean, he's got mind control written all over him, just like Paddock did. No, that's now come out in mainstream news, that Paddock believed he was under mind control and begged people for help. And, of course, Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was under MKUltra. That's been declassified, but got almost no attention. Stay with us. Tomorrow's News Today. I'm Alex Jones. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Thursday, the 15th day of February, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Roger Stone's going to be joining us. He obviously lives right outside the area where the mass shooting took place yesterday in Florida. And he has family in law enforcement that he doesn't name, that he has great sources with. And so we're going to be having exclusive information for you coming up, including some of the top leaders in state government are going to be popping in during the transmission today. Now, I want to be clear when I get into this information that I'm not saying the local sheriff's department or the police department is involved in a cover-up. I am not saying that this isn't a real shooting. I am not saying that the bizarre-looking reported shooter who looks crazier than a you-know-what house rat might not have been involved and might not have carried out these operations. Can we put GrudgeReport.com up on screen for folks so people can see the reported suspect, please? Thank you. FBI was warned. And we know that the FBI had been called on him for his threats on YouTube and other statements, and nothing was done. Trump came out and tweeted yesterday and pointed out that there's all these warnings. Why aren't things done over and over again? There's warnings of these people. The media, CNN, Salon, all the Soros-run groups said that Trump was blaming the victims. No, he was saying the victims are saying they warned. Why weren't they listened to? It's the opposite. So it's by extension the media is blaming the victims by saying Trump is. No one ever proposed that. No one ever said that. No one ever floated that. But that's the alchemy of CNN and MSNBC and others and Salon. We've got clips of all of them. Taking what Trump said that made total sense, misconstruing it, and then bringing up a topic that didn't exist before. Now, that said, the reason I pointed out that I'm not saying that local law enforcement's involved in a cover-up, I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying we have a very credible Houston reporter that's the head sports reporter for KHOU out of Houston who was there covering baseball tryouts. And he ran over there to cover it, and he talked to witnesses that reported hearing two shooters. I've looked it up. We've got the videos. And one particular witness we're going to play the video of coming up after we have the president's response that just happened about 45 minutes ago, or about 35 minutes ago. We have credible witnesses, and one particular witness that said, I knew the shooter, or the supposed shooter, Mr. Cruz. He's walking down the hall. He doesn't have a gun. She says, oh, it's not you. I thought you'd be the mass shooter. Everybody thought you'd be the mass shooter because he was kind of the perfect cutout or patsy if that's happened. And she hears shots going off down the hall, and he looks dumbfounded. He looks poleaxed. He looks like he's been struck by a bolt of lightning, like, huh, a good-looking girl's talking to me. So he has all the characteristics of being some type of autism spectrum individual, and you look at that 1,000-yard stare right there. Who knows? Was he involved? Maybe. But just like we had all the telltale signs of Vegas, and just like that all turned out to be a lie, we now have the huge news on Infowars.com. This is an exclusive in news other than KHOU, because KHOU covered it, said it was coming up at 10 o'clock with an interview, and they never aired it, but the reporter put it out on his Twitter. So this is big. She knew the shooter, thought he'd be the one doing the shooting, the reported shooter. So that is massive information, and we're going to play those clips right now. Then I'm going to come back, and we're going to get into the president's response and more. We're going to open the phones up and get your take on this, particularly folks that are nearby the Douglas High School shooting there in Florida. So we're going to be looking at every facet of this. Also, I've seen a bunch of headlines, biggest massacre, biggest shooting in Florida history. This is 17 dead. The Pulse nightclub in Orlando was more than 50. And of course, that doesn't take away from the dead or the wounded or the families and how terrible this is, and our hearts go out to them. It's just that with a history of cover-ups and a history of patsies being protected by criminal rogue groups, and the history of the Democrats staging false flag events, CNN staging fake news, they're very famous for that, staging Scud missile attacks on Riyadh that never happened from on top of their Atlanta center with blue screens, the babies in the incubators being thrown out and to get us into the Iraq war in 1990. None of that was true. That's been declassified to be fraudulent. So we have to look at each event to see if they're lying about the event, to see if they're covering it up. Is it totally fake? Is it real, but there's others involved? Or maybe a mentally ill person was wound up and allowed to take action, and so by knowing and doing nothing, it makes you an accomplice. When you've got CIA and globalists all over TV saying, you better not send this memo to the American people about the corruption in the FBI, or there'll be massacres. And then you've got Republicans that are getting shot in attempted massacres. I've been saying, I think there'll be mass attacks on schools to be blamed on Trump. I mean, this is all they've got left. So I'm not saying it's a false flag, but you've got witnesses of other shooters, and that the shooter didn't have a gun, and that he wasn't doing this. The person they tell us is the shooter. And then you don't have that being a bigger issue with this credible witness who's a senior in the high school that says she knew him and thought it would be him doing it, but it wasn't him doing it. And the fact that the reporter thinks it's huge news, but it doesn't air on the news that night. He mentions it's coming up. He has the interview, and then he has to put it out on Twitter himself. We need to get Matt Musil on the program, on the broadcast, 10-4 immediately. We need to get him on now. So we're trying to reach out to him and Alexa Meadnik. So let's go ahead and play first the reporter earlier live on KHOU. And then he's saying again, for the news coming up, they got to get all the interviews packaged and satellited back to Houston. He's saying, we're going to have this incredible interview. They didn't air it. But then he did on his own Twitter, that right there. This is very newsworthy. And this hasn't been picked up anywhere. I thought it'd be all over the place by this morning. Our people tweeted it out last night. They were all exhausted. I was going to drive in at like 8 at night. And I said, dude. He's like, well, what are you up to? He goes, I'm sleeping on the couch for 30 minutes. I said, go home to your wife. We'll cover it tomorrow. I didn't care if everybody else scooped us on this. I figured it would have been covered. It didn't get covered. Darius texted me to one of the producers at 8 a.m. saying, we haven't covered this. Have you seen this? So thank God she did. Then Kit Daniels put a story out on it. They don't want this getting out. It's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, a Kit Daniels article with all the video right now. Video, second shooter reported in Florida massacre. Here is the sports reporter who was in Miami for baseball tryout coverage reporting, and then we'll show you the actual report they don't want you to see.
They're all in shock. Let me just tell you this. We just spoke with a former student, Alexa Meadnik. She actually walked down the hall with the accused shooter, Nicholas Cruz, after she heard shots fired. She said, hey, Nicholas, this is what she told me on camera. We will have it for a 10 o'clock show. She said, hey, I just heard shots fired. I'm surprised it wasn't you. Just kidding like that. And he had his reaction, what? And then they parted ways. She said, I heard more shots after that. She thinks there was a second shooter. That's the first we've heard of that, but she believes there was actually a second.
Okay, now let's go to this as we go to break. Here she is later, but this didn't show up in the news. He had to put it on Twitter. Here it is.
I actually was in the bathroom at the moment, and I came back to my classroom, and I knocked on the door, and the fire alarm went off, and principal came on the speaker and just said, everyone needs to evacuate right now. So that's what we did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired. Everyone was freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking, the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz. And as I was speaking to him, he seemed very, I don't know what the word I want to say is, but he was trouble in middle school. So I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a huh. So that's really what happened.
You were walking down the hall. He had already fired at that time.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment, I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved, but...
Oh, you think he was not the only one?
No, definitely not.
Why do you say that?
We'll be right back. Stay with us with the rest.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I need to open the phones up. We have a news hotline as well for witnesses, people that were in the school, family members, you name it, because David Knight, right at the end of his broadcast that just ended, the Real News with David Knight that just ended about 20 minutes ago, that comes on before mine, my broadcast here, out of the studio right next door to me, had a caller who's giving us his information, his proof, and it looks very credible that he was in the high school and that 4 weeks ago they had a SWAT team drill and that he thought it was all very suspicious and that then it appears this may have been part of a drill as well. We're not saying the police would be involved. Different criminal elements all will bootleg false flags with drills to use that for confusion. And then classically, people will be wearing SWAT mask, balaclava, gas mask, you name it. And then people can insert themselves in a drill. Then it freaks the police out so bad that they then all get implicated, just like Columbine. It came out that they thought police had shot some of the students. No, it was other shooters, other reporters. But they got the police department to go fully under their control by having it during a drill and implicating them and having the sheriff and police department stand down. All that came out, and it was the prototype of how these deep state operations get pulled. And so I'm not saying this is a false flag yet. We have witnesses saying, you know, they're hearing shots going on the halls, and then they're there talking to the guy, and there's definitely two shooters going on. That interview is up on Infowars.com. And then we've got this next student set to come on and join us exclusively coming up. This is a big deal, but we're vetting all that right now. So right now, let's go ahead and finish up with Alexa Meadnick, a senior there that knew the individual. Here it is.
You were walking down the hall. He had already fired at that time.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment, I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved, but...
Oh, you think he was not the only one?
No, definitely not.
Why do you say that?
Because when shots were fired, I saw him after the fact. So, and the shots were coming from the other part of the building, so there definitely had to be two shooters involved, I believe.
That's the first I've heard of that. Did you see any other students who were wounded?
No, sir.
My head is spinning right now. Let's just go to some excerpts of the president's statement that he made just about 45 minutes ago on this tragedy. Here it is.
My fellow Americans, today I speak to a nation in grief. Yesterday, a school filled with innocent children and caring teachers became the scene of terrible violence, hatred, and evil. Around 2:30 yesterday afternoon, police responded to reports of gunfire at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, a great and safe community. There, a shooter, who is now in custody, opened fire on defenseless students and teachers. He murdered 17 people and badly wounded at least 14 others. Our entire nation, with one heavy heart, is praying for the victims and their families. To every parent, teacher, and child, who is hurting so badly. We are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain. We are all joined together as one American family, and your suffering is our burden also. No child, no teacher should ever be in danger in an American school. No parent should ever have to fear for their sons and daughters when they kiss them goodbye in the morning. Each person who was stolen from us yesterday had a full life ahead of them, a life filled with wondrous beauty and unlimited potential and promise. Each one had dreams to pursue, love to give, and talents to share with the world. And each one had a family to whom they meant everything in the world. Today we mourn for all of those who lost their lives. We comfort the grieving and the wounded. And we hurt for the entire community of Parkland, Florida, that is now in shock and pain and searching for answers. To law enforcement, first responders, and teachers who responded so bravely in the face of danger, we thank you for your courage. Soon after the shooter, I spoke with Governor Scott to convey our deepest sympathies to the people of Florida and our determination to assist in any way that we can. I also spoke with Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi and Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel. I'm making plans to visit Parkland, to meet with families and local officials, and to continue coordinating the federal response. In these moments of heartache and darkness, we hold on to God's word in Scripture. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. We trust in that promise, and we hold fast to our fellow Americans in a time of sorrow.
We're going to come back with more of the president. We got to go to break here in a moment, and we do have a senior joining us. We've confirmed his identity. Go ahead and use his name, who wants to talk about the fact that he and others are very, very suspicious about the fact that they had a SWAT team mass shooting drill a month ago there, and then he then talked to some of the faculty about it and is going to reveal some of that exclusively here. He revealed it, obviously, with David Knight, but we've now confirmed he was a caller into the show and have vetted him, and so that's going to be coming up. And again, let's be clear, as I said earlier, it's on record that the FBI had been warned specifically about this individual, and we now have it in news articles buried that people that knew him said that his parents had recently died, and that he was on psychotropic drugs. So, of course, we're not saying he wasn't involved. We're not saying 100% there were multiple shooters, but credible witnesses are saying it. And with all we've seen in Vegas and all we've seen with the Pulse nightclub, where the man that did the shooting was an Islamicist on the FBI payroll that did security and who had been an informant for the FBI, was part of an international mercenary organization. These things are done, a lot of these, politically. And Nicholas Cruz, troubled suspect, had been expelled from majority Stoneman Douglas High School. And again, that's about 40 miles north of Miami. I just mentioned Miami so folks get an idea of right where it is in southeastern Florida. So we're going to be breaking all this down straight ahead. But the big article is on Infowars.com. And there's several big articles. One deals with, are there going to be copycats? There almost always are. People should be packing. The answer is to protect ourselves.
Top top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have over-the-top bombshell news right now. Less than 24 hours into the tragic mass shooting in Florida at the high school there, We have eyewitness reports on video of seniors and students like Alexa Meadnick saying that she heard shots going off on the other side, down the hallway, on the other side of the building, and then there was the reported shooter, Nicholas Cruz, that she knew, and she knew had been expelled the year before, and she said, boy, I'd expect you to be the person involved in the mass shooting, but she said it wasn't him, and that she could hear the shooting going off. I've already played that clip twice since the broadcast started 34 minutes ago. Then we've been contacted, and we've seen his ID. We've checked his social media. He is who he says he is. He's Jalen Martin. He is a senior. We can show you his YouTube channel. And Jalen Martin has reported to us that 4 weeks ago there was a Secret Service SWAT team drill at the school for some reason. He'd already asked why it was going on. And then he now has talked to the faculty and has some very interesting developments to go over. And I know, why is this so important? We're not saying the Secret Service, the local police, or anybody are involved in this, if there is a cover-up or multiple shooters, as witnesses are saying, credible witnesses. We're saying this because if they run drills, it's used by criminal groups who order the drill or who are able to use the drill as a cover for later operations. So many times false flags are accompanied by a drill before and generally on the day of. And Jalen Martin, a senior at Majority Stoneman Douglas High School, again, just about 40 minutes north of Miami, is joining us. But the context here is the background. KHOU, Matt Muzell, was in Florida covering the big baseball tryouts. He's the top sports reporter on KHOU, very respected channel, top channel in Houston. And we're now getting reports that other people said that there were shootings on both ends of the building going on. Now, just like Vegas, it turned out the top acoustics experts listened to the audio and there were multiple shooters. And now they are looking into multiple shooters and they admit there's been some type of cover-up and there was this big Saudi Arabian military conference happening that weekend, and Paddock was a gun runner, and he had gone to the Middle East. We broke all that the day after, just like we're covering all this the day after. So I'm just setting the table there that we don't just go into things and say, oh, it's a false flag, oh, it's fake. Sometimes stuff is exactly like they say, and we are saying real people were shot. The media will, of course, say that I say no one's shot. That's a hoax they always put out because they're fake news. They're also saying Trump blamed the victims. There's no such tweets, no such statements. CNN, MSNBC, they're all lying. So joining us for this segment, the next, is Jalen Martin. We appreciate his courage reaching out to us as a listener and giving us a student ID and all his info. And so here he joins us, senior at the high school. First, I want to give him my condolences for any friends he may have lost or what happened. So you've got the floor of the segment the next day, and longer if you need it, to talk about what happened, your view of the Secret Service, the SWAT drill, what faculty told you. Did you know or ever talk to Nicholas Cruz, the reported lone gunman, a.k.a. Tim McVeigh, a.k.a. Lee Harvey Oswald? I mean, did you talk? Did you know this fellow? Thank you for joining us, Jalen.
Yes, Alex. So I'd like to start off with saying I don't know Nick, but I've possibly seen him around. You know, there's a lot of oddball people that you meet in high school. But I just want to jump into 4 weeks ago when the Secret Service stuff started happening. So it was sort of like a random thing. I think it happened like right after a weekend or something. The teachers, every single one of them was instructed to tell us, like, this was a drill, like, where our zones were for each class. And, you know, every single day they would tell us. And then I talked to one of my teachers. In fact, it was the same teacher that I ended up being with, you know, yesterday when all of this went down. And he said that the Secret Service came and trained them on what the new safety protocols would be. And I don't understand why the Secret Service was, you know, the ones who were doing it, because I would think that, you know, firefighters or police officers would be the ones to do this. And so I kind of disregarded it. Fast forward to yesterday.
We had a drill because regularly we have to have drills now because of, you know, protocol thing. We had a drill in second period, you know, 8-9 or something like, or 9. It was like 9 to 10 to 11 or something like that. And then fast forward again to later in the day, we hear the fire alarm. Everyone was confused because we already had a fire drill today. Why was the fire alarm going off again? That's what everyone was, like, wondering. So we all just went outside. We stood there for, like, 1 minute. Within 1 minute, there were, like, 4 police cars there. My teacher was standing there because he didn't know what was happening. No one did. He thought it was a fire drill. And then eventually he was like, okay, let's go, because everyone was shifting fast. And, I mean, there's, like, 3,000 kids there. Everyone was shifting away from the school. So within, like, the next 3 minutes, there had to have been, like, at least 50 cars there. I kept telling people around me, okay, this is not anything serious, until I see a helicopter. And within, like, a few more minutes, I ended up seeing a helicopter. But I got reports from people around me. They were telling me, oh, this is a code black, which means bomb. That was the new thing that we learned. And then people were like, no, it's code red. It's code red, which means active shooter. So my friend took my phone from me, and he used it to call his mom because he didn't have his phone. He thought it was a fire drill. He was just going to leave it in the classroom. So he tried to call his mom. His mom answered, and he was like, mom, there's an active shooter here. There's an active shooter. A teacher came up out of nowhere and said, don't tell her that. Be quiet. Don't tell anybody. And he was like, shut up. And the teacher walked up, snatched the phone away from him, and it looked like he was going to break my phone. I was like, no, that's my phone. He was like, don't give it back. Don't tell anyone. So after that, me and him, like, sped up and tried to, like, go through the crowd. Like, I've never been so congested with people before. At one point, I tried to, like, turn around and walk back to the school because I wasn't sure what was happening. And I sort of, like, felt inside, like, there's something wrong. What can I do to stop this? I was being pushed forward and pushed forward.
You're telling me that after it starts coming out that there's an active shooter, code red, you're overhearing all this, 50 police cars, a helicopter, you were pushed back in the school?
No. I was pushed away from the school.
Good.
Go back, I wasn't sure what was happening. And, you know, other kids, there were like, you know, 1,000-plus kids there. They're pushing me farther away from the school, so I didn't get to go back.
Oh, I understand. Well, that makes sense. Okay, continue, please. Yeah.
And then, so then what happened was I let my friend, you know, use my phone, and we try to get away from the teacher. And he called his mom back, and he was like, mom, there's an active shooter. Then a second helicopter showed up. At that point, everyone started running. Like, people were tripping, and people were just trying to run away. And I didn't hear the gunshots, really, but I got told by someone that I talked to a little bit later that, yeah, there had to have been, like, 2 people. Because he was like, I was in the building close to it, but I wasn't in the building that the shooter was in. That building that the shooter was in has 3 floors. So, you know, there's been reports that he had a gas mask and with smoke bombs down, and people heard explosions. That's what first hit people off. They, like, sort of were confused because there was a fire alarm. And at that point, it's just, like, people sort of got chaotic once they, like, sort of kind of, like, knew what was happening. No one knew for sure because the teachers wouldn't let us call. I was, like, trying, like, really hard to get away from that one teacher. But people got out of there, and then I talked to my teacher last night afterwards, and I asked him, I was like, you said there were Secret Service agents here.
Jalen, oh my gosh, stay right there. We got to go to break. Jalen Martin, we're going to come right back and repeat what you just said. What I just think you just said.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ladies and gentlemen, my head is on fire right now with this. We've got KPRC with witnesses of multiple shooters. Now, I knew I'd seen it in newspapers. Now we have KHOU. We have KPRC. A lot of Texas stations there because they were having baseball tryouts for some of the Texas teams there. And so a lot of Texas TV stations there talking to eyewitnesses are like, yeah, there's shots going off of here, over there. I saw the shooter. While shooting was going on, she didn't have a gun. I mean, it's crazy. And I was just talking to Jalen Martin, who is a senior there. We've got a student ID. He's got a YouTube channel, Jalen Martin. He's just uploaded some videos now dealing with talking to some of the locals. So he's going to be uploading more videos today. So who knows? Maybe he'll become a reporter for InfoWars. But Jalen Martin, laying on us, recapping what you said. You talked to friends that said they thought there were multiple shooters. The Secret Service had a drill there. Just other points. I was asking you, what are your friends? What are the people you're talking to? Because school's out today. I'm just repeating what you told me during the break. And you said he's very easily led, kind of almost like autistic. that you could get him to do anything you wanted. That's why nobody was his friend, was because he obviously had some serious, saddening mental issues. This guy sounds like the perfect cutout, like Sirhan, if people know about what happened with the RFK. That was totally, the local coroners said that he was shot from behind, not from in front. Sirhan's arm was wedged on the table in the kitchen. He did not shoot Robert F. Kennedy. So that's a little bit of background. This is really getting bad, folks. This looks just like Vegas. So just recapping everything and the points you haven't made here, Jalen, because this is, and we've got new video on top of the other videos we're going to play as well of more eyewitnesses saying multiple shooters. Please continue. But you're saying you talked to witnesses that said the same thing. Please elaborate.
Yeah, I talked to a guy who had a class with him, and he said he was just really weird. He did everything that people told him to do. It was like he just wanted friends, but it was more like there was obviously mental issues with this guy. And it was like when he told me that, I kind of like thought to myself, okay, that makes sense in a way, you know? And it's like when people are compliant like that, to that degree that he specified, there's so many things that they could do just from someone telling them to do it. We still don't know exactly why he did this. At least they haven't released why he did this. But I feel like whatever he says is not probably going to sound exactly right. So they're going to try to, you know, cut around the story and make it sound, okay, he did this because someone didn't like him here and there. But he obviously had anger issues as well. I talked to another friend who has like interacted with him at his work at Dollar Tree. And she said that, you know, she interacted with him at his work because she accidentally left her stuff and she came back to get it. And he was like, can I have your number? And she said, yeah. So she gave him the home phone number. And then, you know, he tried to call. She didn't answer. And then he got her cell phone number. I don't know how this guy got her cell phone number. He doesn't talk to anybody out here. Not really, at least. So in context of that, I think there was something weird going on. He ran up to her the next time he saw her and went in her face and was like, F-U-B. And I'm sorry, I know this is a family show.
No, no, it's okay. But very, some of the classic type that is shuttered, very insecure, somewhat autistic, and then doesn't understand normal human behavior, like he should invite her out to the movies or a restaurant or to get coffee or, you know, the comic book store or whatever, or, you know, go for a jog. Instead, when she doesn't answer right away, he flips out. So it sounds like a video game TV head that never made real relationships, and, you know, very nihilistic from what we heard into all sorts of stuff on the internet, left, right, and center. I mean, that's the MO we're getting. And so it could have been him as the shooter. I'm just zeroing in. Have you seen the video of a senior there at the high school, Alexa Mednick, who says that she knew him and talked to him, and there he was as shots are going off, and that she thinks there were multiple shooters?
Yes. One more little interesting thing about that is he dropped the gun and blended in with all the crowd and then left. If I had walked home, I just went to Starbucks because it's right there, and I waited for my mom to pick me up. But if I had walked home, I would have been walking beside him because he was caught literally on my street. And that's the thing about that is they were pillaging through, you know, the school. And I heard that there were still shots after like 30 minutes or so. I heard there were still shots. I don't know if that was the police officers or what, but that's what I heard. And if that is true, then there's no way, because he would not. I know exactly how long it takes to walk to my house because I've walked this route for 2 years.
Sure. So you're saying the official story doesn't add up, and over and over and over again, we now know. You said you've been a listener a few years. We're talking during the break. I mean, Vegas now, they admit the official story's not true, and the guy was a gun runner. Well, we first got that from FBI sources the day after he'd gone to the Middle East. I mean, we're not saying we know exactly what happened. We're just saying we've been lied to, and credible sources are telling us that. What does your gut tell you is going on here, Jalen Martin, again, there at the high school, the majority Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida?
I think my gut's screaming at me right now. Look for whatever is happening, because what's happening, at least what they say is happening, isn't really all of it. I think that the Secret Service had some indication weeks ago that something something like this was going to happen. So they decided, okay, we need to make up an escape plan for all these kids and stuff like that, just in case. But they didn't tell. I don't think they told the teachers either, because my teacher would have gave me some indication as to why. Because I asked him, you know, why are they doing all this? Why is the Secret Service here? He's like, I don't know. And I asked him last night, did they have some indication that something might happen? He said they didn't explicitly say anything. So I don't think the teachers knew. My teacher would have at least hinted at it if he was told not to say anything. But this is like, you know, this is like something you really don't expect to happen at your school.
Jalen, in your own words, because you got cut off on the last break, you were getting into your friends coming out, people that knew him as well, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. Repeat what you were trying to finish when you talked about people that you talked to saying multiple shooters as well. So we have a lot of witnesses coming forward, more video clips coming up in the next segment of You'll Ride Shotgun with us a few more minutes. But just briefly, what specifically did your friends and classmates say they thought?
Okay, so they said that after the school was clear and everyone was, you know, mostly gone, I think one of the people I talked to said they talked to, but you know the girl in that video who was like, there was multiple shooters. She said that she was with her, I think. And the weird thing about that is, if she was with her, and then she heard the shots too, this is two people in the same place heard these shots, but obviously she couldn't have done. So I think there's...
All right, Jalen, I know school's off today, but I know you're busy. You've gotten in a windy spot out here walking around outside. So let me put you on hold. If you can do five more minutes, I want to come back. We're going to get you in a spot where it's audible. Then we're going to come right back to you. We appreciate your courage, but I want to get this clear because I'm having trouble getting the last part. You're crystal clear, more articulate than I am, and most of my other crew around here. When your phone's clear, it's the phone that is being inarticulate here. So we're going to try to get to a spot where the wind is not blowing in the receiver. I'm going to get to it next hour. We put this out on the web from the live show. We'll put the clips on the front and the back of more people coming forward. KPRC, KHOU saying, oh, yeah, multiple shooters. You name it. That's all coming up when we come back. I've got a plug, though. We're not going to be here. The crew keeps pointing that out to me. We've got 50% off all of the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we have 50% off the super high-quality fluoride-free toothpaste. And it's fortified with colloidal silver. It's fortified with high-quality iodine. And we use one of the top firms in the country that produces some of the top lines of organic toothpaste. But I can tell you right now that some of the top lines of organic toothpaste have about 50 cents to a dollar worth of product in them. We put up to $3, depending on the run, because stuff costs different each run, $2 to $3 in each tube. And then when we sell it for $11, $12, that's a good deal. At $7.47, at 50% off right now, it's basically a loss leader for us, but I want you to see how great it is. And your purchase does help the broadcast. So the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash with colloidal silver and iodine, the Super Blue toothpaste for adults and children. We have two different types. It's available. An additional 10% off when you sign up for auto ship each month or every 2-3 months. You can cancel any time, and you get an additional 10% off, and that way you get it in your mail every 15, 30, 42, 60, or 90 days. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And a bunch of other big specials are about to end as well. 50% off on the liver and kidney cleanse, Icarin, super high powered, super high quality, only $19.95. And 50% off, that's our latest product. I want you to see how great it is. Cell Force Plus, 53% off. That's going to be called DNA Force Plus very soon. And a bunch of other products. Those discounts are going to have to end early next week. So take advantage of that and fund a cutting edge organization that will cover the news the globals don't want you to be aware of.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Fuel your